W-A-I-T-E-R is waiters with the men. And then a girl would wait with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what she'd be, what she would be, a flower girl or what. But they were couples.
Oh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they waited on the wedding of the groom, bride mm-hmm, and groom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And saw that everybody had a good time. And they were the ushers, too, at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And they used to use a lot at weddings. There's an old church right near here where our family used to get married in, and they'd use a lot of Southern smilax and Spanish moss, and if it was during the season which Cape Jessamine were blooming, they just had masses of Cape Jessamine and things
mm-hmm.
like that, and mountain laurel and Camellia japonicas
mm-hmm.
for flowers at the wedding.
What about after the wedding?
After the wedding, they'd have a wedding supper, they mm-hmm. call it. Have a wedding supper. And they'd come from far and near to the wedding supper. And very often in olden days, even before the war between the states, some of our relatives who were prosperous, they would go to New York or Niagara.
Mm.
I've got a piano in my museum there. Made, it has... It has a pearl keys inlaid with mother pearl and pearl keys. And they bought it on their wedding trip in 1852. They went to Niagara and came back to New York.
I just had a thought. I was thinking about going to get dinner. I was wondering if you had any dinner plans, Ellen.
No.
Are you going to go after you finish this interview?
I guess so.
I'll go with you if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
All right. Well, stay on. Well, he's a cousin of ours and a good guy and intelligent, too. And he's talented. He plays well. And he's traveled well. He's traveled through Africa.
Mm-hmm. He was telling me something about. I'll get him to elaborate on his trip to Africa.
Ellen, you haven't been here very long. But these cousins from New York came once, had never been here before, said it must be awfully lonely down there in the country where you are. I said, we see more people down there than you do in New York, you know. And probably see more New Yorkers than you do. Said it must be awfully lonely down there where you are, you know. And we've had a stream, we do have a stream here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that good, not
mm-hmm.
that popular.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a stream coming all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And since we have our little shop, you went to the shop, didn't you?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You like the little shop?
I didn't have time to look around, really.
Uh-huh. See, the art, well, it's an outlet for art. Art is in this locality.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a few antiques, but not many.
Mm-hmm.
And we just keep it on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturday mornings. And sometimes we don't even open
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
We put a sign on the door. And come out here and get me if I'm working, or they can just wait till later. Wait till later to come home.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I've just gone over there on Mondays and Tuesdays and use a telephone, and somebody would come in and buy a painting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what term would you have for somebody who came from outside of the community? Do you have any term that you'd call
them? Well, you ought to read, because you haven't got time. I've got weddings of 100 years ago that were written up for the local papers here, and they said of a wedding here in Turkey, said they came from such far places as Warsaw and Fasan and Clinton. And Warsaw just 5 miles. So they came from far off places.
How about that?
And they didn't call, their honeymoon was not even used. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
They said they went on a wedding tour.
Hmm.
And said they took the 9 o'clock shoe fly from Clinton, from Warsaw.
Mm-hmm.
That was the passenger train they flew on up to Richmond and get to Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac,
uh-huh,
on to Washington, on to New York.